As we begin the fourth week of Advent, the fourth candle on the Advent wreath symbolizes love. And in particular, the love that the Father reveals in sending his only Son into the world for our salvation. I think one of the common misconceptions of love is that love is a feeling or an emotion. You know, as if we have positive feelings towards someone, that means that we love them. You know, if someone makes us laugh, or we find someone attractive, or we enjoy being around someone, you know, if we're positively disposed towards them and we have that feeling, then that means that we love them. But is that love? And, well, by itself, no. You know, that doesn't necessarily mean that we love someone. And in fact, if we're focused on our own feelings towards someone, it's really ourselves that we're focused on, rather than the opposite of that, which is love. You know, love focuses us on the other person and what's best for that person. Love is actually a decision in our will to do and to desire what's best for the other person. So maybe we feel positively disposed towards someone, or maybe we don't. But in either case, we can still love someone if we make the decision to act and to desire what's best for that person. And to reinforce that love is not an emotion or a feeling, you know, sometimes love requires us to do things that are difficult or that are not very pleasant at the moment. You know, if we think about a parent with a baby changing the diapers of that baby, that might not be the thing that most people enjoy doing, and they might not feel great about changing those diapers, but they do it because it's an act of love and it's what the baby needs at that moment. You know, or if a parent gets up in the middle of the night with a crying baby, you know, it might not feel good at that moment, but it's the decision to do what's best for the child. You know, sometimes people need things when it's inconvenient for us. And it's like, well, I have 100 other things to do right now, but this is the person that needs me at this moment. So when we do what's best for someone, especially at a time where it's inconvenient for us, that's an act of love. Now, if we're honest with ourselves, we'll probably realize that we don't always act with love towards other people. You know, every time a child disobeys their parents, they're not acting out of love at that moment. That's a rejection of love at that moment through disobedience. You know, every time a spouse or a family member gets angry and yells at each other, at that moment, they're not acting with love. You know, if we get impatient with someone, you know, whether it's driving or just in our interactions with someone, you know, if we have a short fuse and we yell at someone, then we're not acting with love towards that person at that moment. So if we're honest and we look at our lives, we'll probably see areas where we're acting against love because our love for others needs to be purified. And so too in our relationship with God. You know, perfect love requires perfect obedience. So can we say that we are perfectly obedient to all of the commandments and everything that the Lord asks of us to do at every moment? Well, chances are, if we're honest with ourselves, no, there's going to be times where we don't. You know, if we take the Lord's name in vain, or disobedience to the Lord's teaching on marriage, or any of the commandments against lying, or, you know, any of the other commandments, there's probably areas where we're falling short. And I'll often run into people who don't attend Mass on Sundays, but they'll say, well, I love God. And maybe they think that they do. But if we think about what happened at the Last Supper, the night before Jesus died and gave his life for our salvation, he celebrated the first Mass. And with the apostles around them, he told them, do this in memory of me. Jesus asked us to do that right before he underwent his passion and death for our sake. So if we love him, Would we not do exactly what he says, especially his request at such an important and key moment? If we love him, would we not do exactly what he asks us to do at that moment? But sometimes people don't do that. They say, well, I'm just not going to do that. Or we might come to Mass reluctantly, like we don't want to be here, but someone drags us here so that we do it. Well, that's a sign that at that moment we're not loving the Lord. And our love needs to be purified and it needs to be elevated. And so if we think of what our Lord commanded us to do, especially at that moment, if we love him, we would do it. If he had asked us, I want you to go to Mass 5 times every weekend, then we would do it out of love for him. He didn't ask that, but we would do what he asks of us. And so our love does need to be purified so that it so that our obedience can become total and willing and prompt. As we look at the example of the Blessed Virgin Mary in today's gospel, we see exactly that. We see perfect love of God in what Mary did. She gave total acceptance to God's plan at the Annunciation when the angel Gabriel appeared to her. And in today's gospel, it says that she went with haste to visit Elizabeth. There was no reservation and no delay. She immediately went as quickly as she could to visit Elizabeth to support her in her pregnancy and also to celebrate God's plan of salvation playing out. She knew this is what the Lord wanted her to do, and there was no hesitation in doing it. You know, she was humble and obedient, and she acted in a way that was completely selfless and perfectly conformed to God's will. And so her love for God permeated her will totally and completely, which is why she was the chosen vessel to be the mother of God. And so she gives us a beautiful example in today's gospel through her visitation of how love acts and transforms us. And so as we enter the final week of Advent, I encourage us to reflect upon the theme of love, in particular the love that God shows us in the Nativity, in entering into human history to be one of us, and the example that Our Lady gives of a perfect response to that love. And perhaps to consider one or two ways that in our own lives, our love for God and love for neighbor needs to be purified, and what we need to do to make that happen so that our love of God and neighbor can become more intense. You know, we pray that our obedience to God might follow the example of Our Lady in being prompt and willing and total. And as we do that, our love will be purified and it will be elevated as we prepare for the coming feast days.